neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Ask at the time that Am Yisrael worshipped the golden calf, what type of souda they were eating, what type of food they were eating. At the time of Chet HaEgel,
they were very happy.
And Sam, but what were they eating? What was their food? You didn't think about this?
It was not Mandev.
So Midrash explains that the time that Am Yisrael worshipped the Egel, man still came from Shammai. So the puzzling matter here is that how could Hashem give him man? So now Gemara of the Zara discusses a matter that if we have a type of mentality that they worship sun and the moon, so why Hashem would not take away sun and the moon? Or let's say somebody steals a grain, so he plants it. So what happens to the grain that was planted? It's stolen. It still grows? So Gemara of the Zara explains that for people that are not really in a right type of mentality, they're not chacham, Hashem is not going to change the system of the world. So the grain grows. But the question is, was man a part of the system of the creation? No. So Hashem should not give man. So the Gemara answers that why Hashem at the time of the Chet HaEgel gave us man. So Daniel, Alav Shalom, imperted the pasuk that we repeat in time of Selichot. We say, Lecha Hashem asidara, velanu boshed apanim. See, you're so kind to us, and we are shameful. We don't know what to say. So now, what is the Midrash is teaching us? So when Am Yisrael, the Komite Chet HaEgel, did they do the right thing? No. So should they deserve to be given man? No. So now the question is, if I'm benefited with such a blessing, does it mean I'm doing the right thing? Only one no. You understand? If Hashem gave man at the time that they worshipped the Egel, so now if I'm blessed for with many things, I'm healthy, I have bread on the table, does that mean that I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to do?
No.
So that's what the Midrash explains. Lecha Hashem asidara velanu boshet panim. So that means we always have to recalculate that whatever that we have, it doesn't mean that we deserve it. We have to ask Ibn Sholam constantly in every tefillah. Ibn Sholam, whatever that you have given me, whatever that I'm honored to have, please make me
deserving
for it.
When you say make me deserve it, that means give me more Yisroel
so that's what exactly the point here is. That the whole incident of the Chet HaEgel, why Hashem still gives them the man, it doesn't mean that they were doing the right thing. So that's what Midrash explains. Lecha Hashem HaSedaka, you give us just like a charity, donation. But lano boshet apanim. So that's what our task here is, always ask Ibn Sholam, thank you, I appreciate it, I don't know how to praise you, please make me deserving for whatever I have.
Koilani shamote, halel ko halelu ko, koilani shamo nishamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.